Blog Talk Radio.
Money, money, money.
Welcome back. Success is contagious. Try to catch this success. Don't let success pass you by. Caller 202-270, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Russell. How you doing? It's Johnny B.
Johnny B, the man about success and the man about town. Success is contagious. Johnny B, I'm so happy you called because you are what they call an epitome of success, and also you are excited about your business. We get more people like you who are excited and understand that the business is about inner motivation and inner success and knowing about what you want out of your life and then sharing it with others. Tell us about your business.
Well, actually, Russell, my business is coffee. It's easy. It's simple. It's coffee. Coffee is the number two commodity on the stock market after oil. 500 million cups, that's half a billion cups of coffee, are consumed every day just in America, just in the United States. And so I have coffee customers. And I have not that many coffee customers, but I'm getting new coffee customers every day. Now, here's the thing. When I'm dead 150 years from now, people will still be buying my coffee because this is what residual income is all about. And I want to share some things because a lot of people get involved with things, but they don't seem to stay involved with them. So I ask people that I hope everything is well in your world, and you have to think. Do you have a continuous improvement program for your most important asset, your brain, your mind? You have to make sure that you spend at least an hour a day reading, studying, thinking, dreaming, and planning. You have to review your long, intermediate, and short-term goals and measure your progress every day. And as we schedule a breakthrough to that wealthy lifestyle, because you start to plan it, you say, okay, my breakthrough is going to happen here. It's got about three more months, but in that 90 days, what I'm going to be doing is gathering information, making the decisions, and getting into action. You don't leave your prosperity to your memory. You got to write it down. You got to keep a pen and pencil always available, especially when you sleep. Because when you wake up and go to the bathroom, you just had a dream that may have showed you your prosperity. But as the Bible says, you have to believe by faith, not by sight. Because in the morning, you're not going to remember that dream. But you're going to go to that nightmare called a job, a J-O-B. You're going to jump out of bed. You're going to J-O-B, jump on a bus, jump on a beltway, and you're going to your J-O-B, a journey of the broke. Now, I don't have much against job, but to me, a job is a seed money, where you go get some money just enough to plant a seed of prosperity. And when I think about seed, oh, my goodness, I think how there's a way that you can count the number of seeds in one apple, but you can't count the number of apples that are in one seed. And this is where you have to see the seed principle of planting dollars. You plant $1 the right way, you will grow a money tree. And you're on your way to your day, but you must create it in your mind and get an overwhelming desire for prosperity. And you have to do this through strong faith. You can do it. Through strong faith, you will do it. You will get richer quicker. And once you get richer quicker, then you can be there.
Be there. You got to get there. You got to get there in life. You got to be there. Be there is a what I call an awesome way of being where you want to be. People go and do what they want to do. They are where they are because they believe in what they do. If you have no vision, no tenacity of what you want to be, then what are you going to be? You said a mouthful about planting a seed. You have to sow a seed into something. And I tell people every day, if you don't sow a seed into something, then what will grow? You have to sow a seed. That's why I appreciate everyone who has sowed into the Be Them magazine, entrepreneurship of life, man. We talking about success is contagious. We want everybody to catch success. And way to do that is hang around successful people like you, Johnny. If they can come in the company of you just to hear you talk, just to hear you talk on the radio, you're going to motivate somebody every day. I believe in touching someone's life. I believe that if you're on this earth, if you're living, if you have life, the purpose of your life is to touch someone else's life. And this legacy of leaving a legacy of leaving things behind, you have to do that. Tomorrow we're going to be with Les Brown, and Les Brown is going to be making sure that everybody can do everything for everybody. It's almost sold out. It's going to be opportunity for people to take their stuff to the next level. But you, Johnny, are someone who is inspiring and motivational and inspirational. And you don't just talk, you walk. And you put your money where your mouth is. You have supported Be There Magazine from the conception. And we want to do everything to make sure your business is successful. Coffee is the number one commodity. 7-Eleven lives off of coffee. They thrive off of coffee. I mean, Starbucks, you know about Starbucks, but everybody had some kind of coffee. When I was a kid, it was a 5-cent coffee. And it was a what they call refill forever. You could sit at the counter for 5 cents and drink coffee forever. You remember that?
Yes, I do. And yeah, I have my ticket. You know, I've got my ticket for Les Brown tomorrow. I'm definitely going to be there. I've got the.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I tell everybody, it's a little pricey, but people need to know that you have to pay for what you get. That breakfast, I think, is about $350 a person. But people got to know what you got to get. You have to understand that. There's no price on success, and success is contagious. That's Be There Magazine's motto. If you've been around Russell's News, if you've been around the Washington Business Guide, the City Guide, the Be There Magazine, Internet Magazine on the whole world, it's contagious. People
You got to pass the money test. If you have to ask how much, you're not there yet. You have to ask, how can I get it, instead of how come I don't have it? And you have to do these things, because if you're spending $3,000 for something, you got to ask yourself, what are you going to get out of it? If you're spending $3 for something, you know what you're getting out of that.
Without a doubt. But you are motivating these people with the coffee. The coffee, give us the name of the company again and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, actually, my name is my game. That's Johnny Beeson, www.johnnybeeason, johnnybeeson.com. And the coffee has a product in it called Ganoderma. I would ask everyone to Google Ganoderma. That's Ganoderma. That's the main ingredient, because this is what makes this coffee different. It's an oxymoron. This is healthy coffee. Ganoderma is a product that comes out of China, and the Chinese have had it for over 3,000 years. It is the number one herb in the world, above all others. There's history written on this. There's over 4,000 years of medical literature on Google that talks about the health benefits of Ganoderma. I'm talking about all the things that ail a lot of people: high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, weight loss. Gano itself means bright and shiny, and derma means skin, like dermatology. And the Chinese people have an advantage over most of the world because they live longer. And this is the drug, this is the herb that they've been using more so than any herb in their history. You really have to see this in order to be this, because it's something that hasn't caught on yet. Most coffee consumed, it takes 17 cups of water to bring your pH balance back to normal after drinking just one cup of coffee. You need 17 glasses of water just to clear yourself. But this coffee, it oxygenates your body. It puts your pH at about 7.1. That's normal pH balance, and it sucks the acidity. It just kills everything that's negative. This coffee attacks impurities. It's unbelievable what Ganoderma can do, but I would love for you to just Google it. And the main thing is, we're not really a coffee company. We're a health and wellness company because of these medications. We come in, Ganoderma comes in pills, soap, toothpaste. Everybody got to brush their teeth. Everybody got to use soap. And then everybody Got to use lotion. We have a lotion called Velvet that has Ganoderma in it. You know, you can go to Yves Saint Laurent's website, and you can Google their lotion that has Ganoderma in it. It costs $349 for 1.5 ounces, where our lotion is a lot less than that, but it has more of the Ganoderma because the company that I work for has a $250 million plant farm that just opened last year in China that produces the Ganoderma mushroom year-round for consumption. But we use coffee as the vehicle to deliver this wonders of the Orient to the people of the world. And you really have to get into this now, as soon as possible. Do your due diligence. Look it up. Do your studying. It kills me when people do their research because they're just looking for a way to just pull themselves out of it, find something wrong. But everybody drinks coffee. If you think about it, there's people who say, I don't drink coffee. It's not a coffee-drinking contest. Trust me. Rafael Edmonds did not use drugs, but he's in jail for selling them. And you don't go to jail for selling coffee. I'm trying to get young people off the streets, on the beach, out of the firing lanes and traveling on airplanes. They've been playing PlayStation. I want to get them to play PlayStation. Turn that laptop into an ATM machine. Turn that iPhone into a bank account. You're walking with your money on your hip. Young people have been playing these games. Nintendo was intended to get them some dough. Many of our young men, they couldn't get a job in a good economy. And this bad economy, they're selling all the wrong things. And they're going into that circle, that vicious circle, the streets, the halfway house, the jail, the halfway house, the jail, the street. And it's back and forth. We're losing them desperately. They need us so bad just to instill in them a way to change their life. But first, they've got to change the way they think. Once they start changing the way they think, they could change the way they bank. That means get rid of that stinking thinking so you won't have no stinking banking. Hey, back to you, Russell. My website again is johnnybeeson.com.
Well, I agree with you 100%. You got to now know what you're doing in life. You got to stop getting people to understand that you can make it. If you get involved with the right people, it's all about association. Association means something. Who you associate with means something. If you associate with the right people, your life will be in a right path. It'll be a right attitude. You'll have a right to be what you need to be. In other words, it's all about hanging with the right people, knowing the right people. It's who you know, what you know, and how you can execute what you have learned or what you know, and then the people around you. So being involved with a Johnny Beeson, being involved with Be There Magazine, coming out to the networking events of the Be There Magazine After Dark, getting involved with the event that we're going to be doing on May 29th. It's a World Wide Web event. It's on the web. You don't have to come out nowhere. It's on the World Wide Web. It's called Success is Contagious, and we're going to be offering people an opportunity to just give their business a new boost, give their business a new life, and then they'll be spotlighted also on the 6th of June. But we're going to do more things to get the coalition up and running and make sure people can get involved with the coalition at the sermon. We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Facebook, Twitter, BeThereMagazine.com, and we're live entertaining at Be There Magazine After Dark, first Thursday of every month. The next one's going to be June the 6th. It's going to be the finale. We're going to bring back everybody that was in the what we call the networking coalition. We're going to have the heavy hitters. We're going to return of David Harrington, the Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce president. We're going to have, there's going to be more and more heavy hitters that you ever can see. It's going to be the finale, live entertainment. It's going to be bigger than anything you ever seen in this life. And then we're getting ready for upcoming events. We're talking about Les Brown tomorrow. You got to be there with Les Brown tomorrow, DoubleTree Hotel. There's going to be other bigger events coming up with Be There Magazine, the anniversary celebrating 31 years, and the celebration of my birthday, 65 years old. Milestone, I'll be 65. We're going to be celebrating. It's going to be a big one. So make sure that you get that in there. Hold on a minute. Hello. Be There Magazine I'm trying to get Vince Taylor up online right now. Okay, Vince, you on the air?
Good morning.
Good morning, Vince Taylor. What's happening, brother?
Good morning, my good friend. How you doing today, sir?
We're doing fantastic. We want to talk about Vince Taylor. Vince Taylor is an entrepreneur beyond an entrepreneur. Vince Taylor has got something that we need to talk about. Just like Johnny Benson, he is a entrepreneur who's going to help people. Vince, tell us about your organization, your business, and where we're going.
Yes. Good morning, Russell, and to his listeners there. Like I said, my name is Vince Taylor. I'm with a large group that's just coming to the area. It's an $11 billion per year group there. Just for conversation, the NFL is only $9 billion a year, so this is a very large group here. And they have partner stores such as Sears, Kmart, Best Buy, Barnes & Nobles, Hertz Rent-A-Cars, Avis Rent-A-Cars, a couple of the large hotel chains. And what we're trying to do is educate people to use the Internet to buy different purchases from their own website. This is something new to a lot of individuals because the average person goes out to the store and purchase things themselves. What we try to do is educate people to buy online from their own website and get a discount and also build a organization also there. And as we know, the wave of the future is purchasing on the Internet. I don't know if you've watched the past few surveys the past several years, but each year the Internet sales are going up like 10, 15, 20% each year there. And so we as a community need to kind of embrace this concept and I guess kind of what you say is get hit to what's going on to the future because we don't want to be left behind or behind the eight ball next 5, 10 years from now. Everyone's making money on the Internet, and we're not doing anything. So I just want to let your callers know this is what we're into here. It's what we're doing. And they can feel free to give me a call and ask me any questions. Feel free to ask me any questions there.
Well, give out your number, Vince.
My number is 301-523-7377. And my name is Vince Taylor. And feel free to call me any time of the day.
Well, I want to piggyback on what you said because the Internet is the future. If you're going to be doing any type of shopping or any type of interacting with your phone, it's going to be on the Internet. The Internet is the future. The Internet is shutting everything down. The future is going to be from the iPhone, from your smartphone.
from your Galaxy Note. It's going to be the opportunity for you to shop online, your desktop computer. Why would you go to Sears or any type of brick-and-mortar store? Why would you go to Best Buy? Best Buy is hurting right now because people are going into Best Buy, playing with the gadgets, staying for 3 or 4 hours, testing out everything, and then leaving the store and going home and get on the Internet and buy the item. They can buy the item a little bit cheaper than Best Buy can sell it. And that's what people are faced with right now. People are shopping on the Internet. Anytime you get a product, people say, well, let me look at the product. They Google it or they look on the Internet and see what they can buy. I was in an Apple store the other day. A gentleman wanted to buy something from Apple and looked on the Internet. The thing about Apple is it's a fair trade item. They don't discount very much of their product because people want it. But he still searched around for a cover for the iPad. He was in the iPad store. The iPad cover was running about $48, and he Googled it and found the iPad cover for cheaper. Didn't buy it there from the Apple store. So this is what's happening right now. So if you get a hold of Vince Taylor, he can not only get you money for shopping online, you have your own website, but you can also have people shop online at your website. You can make money. Get the number again, Vince. Give your number again.
Yeah, that number is 301-523-7377. One more time, 301-523-7377. They can call me anytime, okay?
And you're gonna meet Vince Taylor at the finale of Be There Magazine After Dark, June 6th at the Metro Points Hotel. You're going to meet him in person, up live in person, along with Johnny Beeson. You're going to meet people like Vince Taylor, Johnny Beeson, the president of Prince George's County Chamber of Commerce, David Harrington. You're going to meet Malcolm Beach. You're going to meet a lot of heavy hitters, people who are doing things in this town, who have done things in this town. You're going to meet Duke Green, one of the first black millionaires in the 90s. In the 90s, Duke made about $8, $10 million in the 90s. So these are people that made it. They didn't do like the gentleman who won $400 million for just buying a ticket. They earned their millions. They worked for their millions. They got their millions the old-fashioned way. They did work. So this is what it's all about. We're going to make sure success is contagious. If you don't understand what's going on, you're going to really, really be left behind. Left behind in D.C. is not going to be fun. We're going to come back with closing statements. Everybody has to get some kind of success in their life. You got to catch it at some point. You cannot go through life being what they call unsuccessful. You have to make sure that you get caught by success. It has to catch you. It's contagious. And how it gets to be contagious is you have to hang around somebody who already has it. If you want chicken pox, you got to go wild somebody who's got chicken pox. That's why they quarantine the room. If somebody has chicken pox and you never had it, they tell you don't go in there. Because if you go in there, you're going to get chicken pox. It's contagious. Same thing about success. If you want success, you go around people who are successful. It's contagious. If you stand in the room and there's 10 people who are successful, then you could be successful also. Vince, go ahead. You go first. Go ahead, Vince.
Yes, Russell. Like you were saying, success follows itself there. Like you just mentioned, in order to be successful, it's a good model for individuals to be around other successful people there. That's a good key what you are pointing out to. It's hard to be successful if you've never been successful in any venture in your lifetime, And it's always good to surround yourself around successful people because they have an act or about them that breeds success because they've done a lot of positive things in their life the past, you know, 10, 20, 30 years. And so they just radiate that type of vibration about themselves. And they can help you out or put you into the right direction to be successful at any venture that you're into there. So, like you said, come on out to the networking party on June 6th. All the heavy hitters will be there. And you can mix and mingle and meet new individuals who have been successful. And hopefully the success bug can touch you.
Fantastic. Johnny, give us your closing statement.
Okay, Russell, I agree with Vince 100%, and I probably will be calling him later on. It was a pleasure sitting and talking with him the last time we were at the After Dark. But I just want to talk about that network marketing. Now, there's a thing called infinite networking. This is where you connect with God. We got to keep in mind, you got to seek first the kingdom of God and all those things we added to you. I want to just remind people that you have to really be happy. You have to be happy inside yourself. You have to be happy forever. I have an acronym for happy forever, which means happy forever is have a perfectly positive yearning, for only reality equals visions equating to righteousness. And Psalm 16:11 says, that thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy pleasure is fullness and joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures evermore. And that's coming from our Father in heaven. Once you start networking with God, he'll put you where you need to be. That's infinite networking. It is truly networking. Be there.
Be there. I agree with you. Once you start networking with God, he'll put you where you need to be. You'll be there. He is the ultimate father of all networking. So what you have to do is understand that people need to understand each other. This is why this is such a powerful, powerful, powerful aspect. Success is contagious. You have to be in a room where success is at. Anything that's contagious, they let you know up front. They put the sign out. This is contagious. They quarantine you. You cannot go near it because you'll get it. We want you to get it. We want you to be caught. We want you to catch it. We want you to come into a room, and when you come out, you've got the success bug. It's on you. It's now in your DNA. It's now part of your system. You got it. You can walk out and say, what happened to you? I caught success at Be There magazine at the dump. I was around Russell Price. All of a sudden, the germ of success jumped on me. It jumped on me. What happened? I caught it. It's contagious. So what you got to do is understand. It is contagious. Johnny V's has got it. This L has got it. They've got the success on them. Now it can jump on you. We're going to see
money
itch. Go ahead, Johnny.
It's a money itch. You got to scratch them.
You got to scratch them. Like a bunny itch. Gotta scratch. You gotta scratch it off. Scratch,
yeah,
scratch,
you know, like a person sneeze, you say, God bless you. When you come into a
God
room and catch success, it's like God blessing you.
It's going to be like that. We're going to see you on June 6th. We'll be right back tomorrow, same time, same station. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. Networking at its best. Success is contagious.
Wonderful day.